God created marriage as something very good.
神创造的婚姻是非常美好的。
But marriages today increasingly end in divorce.
但是现在越来越多的婚姻却以离婚收场。
And divorce, despite what some people claim, is painful.
不管人们如何是评价离婚的，不用质疑的一点就是离婚是非常痛苦的经历。
The couple getting divorced has painful scars.
离异的人心中都留下了伤疤。
Those around them are scarred.
并且他们的亲朋好友也是。
And especially children are hurt.
特别是孩子的。
60 years ago, in the US, it was rare to know of anyone who had been divorced.
在60年以前，美国很少有离婚的现象。
By the 1990s, things had changed.
但是到了90年代，事情开始了发生变化了。
My mother taught children.
我的母亲曾经告诉我们
She observed that few of the children lived with both their biological parents.
她看到越来越多的孩子都离开了他们的亲生父母。
And the phenomenon is not limited to the US or the Western world.
当然这个现象不仅仅发生在美国等西方国家。
In recent years, the divorce rate in China has been increasing.
现在的中国的离婚率也不断在增长。
Each year has shown a 15-20% increase over the previous year.
每年都有 15-20% 的增长率。
Changes in laws concerning marriage and divorce have made it particularly difficult for women.
随着有关婚姻和离婚法律的改变，妻子往往是在离婚中的弱势群体。
Whenever there is divorce, children are particularly hurt.
每当有离婚的时候，那孩子就更不用讲了。
30 years of study have shown that divorce impacts both their emotional and physical health.
根据30年的研究调查，我们可以从离婚的家庭中看到孩子这种孩子他们在身体和心灵上都受到了巨大的伤害。
Divorce has been around for thousands of years.
其实几千年以前就已经存在离婚了。
The Bible records divorce as existing already 3,500 years ago.
在圣经中最早记载离婚也到距今也有3500年了。
But it was never God's intention for marriage.
离婚从来不是神的计划。
From the beginning, God intended marriage to be for one man and one woman for life.
从一开始神就安排婚姻是一男一女一辈子的承诺。
It was to be a very good relationship.
婚姻应该是一个非常美好的关系。
But sin marred marriage.
但是罪破坏了婚姻。
You especially need God's grace to make your marriage work well.
所以这时候我们就特别需要神的怜悯来帮助我们的婚姻。
You can help by respecting the boundaries which God has placed around marriage.
我们也可以通过尊重神在我们婚姻上所设定的界限来享受这种美好的婚姻。
Commitment to the marriage and to making it work well is one such boundary.
神对婚姻的鉴定，即指夫妻对婚姻的承诺。
God's design for marriage is one man with one woman for life.
神对婚姻的设计其实很简单，就是一男一女，从一而终。
There are three truths from the passage this morning that will help you honor this boundary.
在马可福音第十章中体现了有关婚姻的这三个真理。
So please turn to Mark chapter 10.
我们刚才已经读了马可福音第十章。
At this point in Jesus' ministry, he was moving from Galilee toward Jerusalem.
耶稣从加利利来到耶路撒冷传道。
He entered the region of Judea and probably Perea on the other side of the Jordan.
他来到了犹太的境界，也许并是约旦的河湾。
And now the Pharisees came to test him.
这时候呢，有法利赛人来试探他。
They want to get Jesus into trouble.
他们试探的目的是为了要为难耶稣。
So they bring up the question of divorce.
所以呢，他们就问他有关离婚的问题。
The context, their question, and even Jesus' answer show how God's design for marriage is under attack.
从这个问题的背景乃至耶稣的回答，我们都可以看到。或者表明神设计的婚姻受到了攻击。
And it will help you to know that there are opponents against God's design for marriage.
很显然，很多人都在反对神对婚姻的设计。
It will prepare you for the attack.
他们会来攻准备攻击耶稣。
Marriage is under attack.
所以说婚姻是受到攻击。
There are those who do not want to live by God's principle of one man and one woman for life.
原因是很简单，很多人不想过神所定的婚姻，这婚姻就是一男一女过一辈子的生活。
First, the culture around you attacks this truth.
第二攻击是我们这个世俗的文化攻击这样一个真理。
In Jesus' day, people around Jesus assumed that divorce was a legitimate option.
在耶稣那个时代，很多人都认为离婚是合乎神的律法的。
And that is just as much the case today.
就像今天很多人有这样的想法。
But opinion does not make it right or true.
但是世俗观念不可能取代真理的。
But opinion will put pressure on you.
但是它会施压给我们。
The pressure on Jesus was more than you might initially think.
这个问题给耶稣的压力也是超过我们所可以想象的。
Herod Antipas ruled this region of Judea.
那时候希律王统治犹太境界。
Herod had beheaded John the Baptist.
在这个地方希律王是杀了施洗约翰。
John had preached against Herod's wrongful marriage.
原因是希律王娶了一个离婚的女子作为他的妻子。
His wife had left her first husband to marry Herod Antipas.
施洗约翰来宣扬希律王不义的婚姻，因为希律王的妻子跟以前她的丈夫离婚了。
And she was angry with John because of his preaching.
所以希律王的妻子非常憎恨施洗约翰的宣教。
So she got Herod to kill him.
最后她叫希律王把施洗约翰给杀了。
The Pharisees were not asking a casual question.
在这，法利赛人问这个问题是非常有目的的。
They knew what Jesus taught about marriage and divorce.
他们其实已经知道，在耶稣初期的传道中，耶稣对于婚姻和离婚的教导。
It's recorded for us in Matthew 5.
因为那时已经记录在马太福音第五章中。
That was early in Jesus' ministry.
那是耶稣很早的传道。
The Pharisees were testing him.
法利赛人是在试探耶稣。
And his answer could get him in trouble with Herod.
因为他们想，耶稣的回答肯定会招来希律王的麻烦。
A stand for God's truth about marriage can get you in trouble too.
在日常生活中，我们遵守神的真道，也会给我们带来很多麻烦。
People may be amazed at long marriages.
我们非常经常长久的婚姻。
They may even admire long marriages.
我们有时也会羡慕这样的一种婚姻。
But they don't want anyone to imply that God wants them to be faithful for life.
但是他们不希望任何人来教导他们神要求夫妻之间彼此的忠诚。
They will call you narrow.
不然他们就会指责这样的人他们说太肤浅了。
They will claim you do not understand.
指责这样的人他们说他们不懂婚姻。
They will push you away saying it may be okay for you but not for them.
他们会远离这样的人，因为指出这种想法与他们是大相径庭的。
A second attack on God's design for marriage can come from within the Christian community.
第二种对神设立的婚姻的攻击来自基督徒们。
Comes from those who distort Scripture.
是因为信徒们通过曲解圣经来攻击这样的真理。
The Pharisees claim to be students of the Old Testament.
法利赛人自认为是旧约的学生。
But they often twisted the intent of Scriptures for their own benefit.
但是呢，他们也经常会曲解圣经来达到他们自己的目的。
And this is what we find them doing here in Mark 10.
他们在这问耶稣有关离婚的问题，就是其中的一个例子了。
The Pharisees asked Jesus in verse 3 if it is lawful for a man to divorce his wife.
法利赛人在第三节中问耶稣，人休妻可以不可以？
Jesus asked them, "What did Moses command you?"
这时候耶稣就反问道，那摩西是吩咐你们的是什么呢？
Observe how they answered.
那注意他们是如何回答的。
Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away.
他们说，摩西许人写了休书便可以休妻。
Did they answer Jesus' question?
那法利赛人有没有回答耶稣的问题？
No.
完全没有。
Not exactly.
肯定是没有。
They worded their answer in a way to justify their own practice of divorce.
法利赛人想通过这种回答来证明他们处理离婚的方式是合神心意的。
They stated what they understood Moses to permit.
他们只阐述了他们是如何理解摩西的许可。
They did not say what he commanded.
但是他们没有说摩西所立的诫命。
The exact passage to which they refer is Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 through 4.
在这所指的经文是在《生命记》第24章1到4节。
Verses 1 to 3 describe a certain situation.
1到3节描写了这样一个背景。
Verse 4 contains a command.
第4节呢，阐述了这个诫命。
A man divorces his wife.
丈夫与妻子离婚。
He writes her a certificate of divorce to give her proof that he has divorced her.
丈夫可以写休书交给她以示离婚。
He sends her away.
然后打发妻子离开夫家。
She then marries another man.
当然，夫人离家以后可以去嫁别人。
The second husband also divorces her.
第二丈夫也可以跟她离婚。
That's the situation.
这就是具体那时的情况。
Moses then commands that the woman may not return to her first husband.
然后摩西就制定了这个妇人就不可以回到她第一个丈夫那里去了。
From this, the Pharisees inferred permission to divorce.
从这段经文，法利赛人理解为丈夫可以是与妻子离婚的。
But that was not the command of Moses.
但是这不是摩西所立的诫命。
The passage acknowledges the existence of divorce.
当然，这段经文承认了离婚的存在性。
It regulates divorce.
同样，圣经也通过记载这段诫命来控制离婚。
At best, it tolerates it.
最多也算容忍了离婚这个现象。
They missed the intent.
问题是法利赛人没有把握住这段经文的重点。
They used it for their own purposes.
他们就断章取义来达到自己的目的。
People today also attempt to twist scripture to use it for their own purposes.
现在有非常多的信徒们通过曲解圣经来为自己辩护。
They point to the Bible's emphasis on love.
比如有人指出圣经强调爱。
They twist it to excuse divorcing one partner in order to marry another.
他们就通过曲解圣经的爱来解脱为他们与妻子离婚从而与新的配偶结婚这种行为来做解脱。
But that fails to understand the Bible's explanation of love.
很显然他们就没有真正理解圣经对爱的解释。
Others claim that God wants people to be happy.
也有人宣称神是要人开心的。
Whatever makes them happy, including divorce, would be okay.
所以只要是他们开心，不管采取何种手段，离婚也好，都是没有问题的。
But God offers us joy in Jesus, not happiness in general.
但是神供给我们在灵里的高兴，不是指世俗上的开心。
Suffering for the sake of Jesus is part of the Christian life.
为耶稣而付出的磨难是我们信徒生命中的一部分。
Watch out for the distorted use of the Bible.
我们大家时刻警醒他人对圣经的误导。
A third attack on God's design for marriage is implied in the answer which Jesus gives.
这第三种对婚姻的攻击的答案隐含在第五节经文当中。
Look at verse 5.
我们看一下第五节。
It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law.
因为你们的心硬，所以摩西写了这一条例给你们。
The greatest attack on God's intention for marriage is one man and one woman for life comes from within.
其实对神所设定的一男一女一世的婚姻的最大的攻击来自我们的内心。
A hardened,sinful heart rejects God's truth.
因为一颗坚硬的有罪的心会排除神的真理。
The natural self, the sinful self, will not naturally want to accept God's design.
属世的充满罪的世人不会轻易的接受神所立的约。
The sinful heart will reject the lifelong commitment.
这种罪恶的心会拒绝一生的承诺。
The hard heart will not want to work at making marriage good.
坚硬的心更加不会有助于建立合神心意的婚姻。
When God gave the law through Moses, people's hearts were hard.
当神通过摩西给我们世人立下律法的时候，世人的心是硬的。
They were so hard, they could not be forced to do what was right.
由于我们的心太硬了，世人就不会做出义的行为了。
So God placed limits on their evil.
所以神就设定了邪恶的界限。
It's a dangerous sign to argue for divorce.
世人离婚的想法其实是一种非常危险的信号。
It does not speak well of your heart.
这表明你的心也许已经出问题了。
Only a hard heart enters into marriage thinking that divorce could be a later option.
在婚姻当中，只有心硬的人才会想到离婚其实是一条出路。
When God saves you, He replaces your hard hearts with soft hearts.
当神拯救你的时候，神已经把一颗实心变成了一颗热心。
A soft heart wants to do what God says.
只有一颗柔软的心才会听神的教导。
A soft heart wants to keep marriage as God designed it.
只有一颗柔软的心才会保守神所设定的婚姻。
Be aware that marriage is under attack.
对婚姻受到攻击，我们要时刻保持警惕。
Be on guard.
我们要时刻警醒。
Do not be surprised.
对攻击也不要惊讶。
Be prepared.
时刻准备，不懈怠。
Jesus goes on in his answer to the Pharisees.
耶稣继续他对法利赛人的回答。
He points them back to creation.
把他们带到神创造人的时候。
Moses was the human author that God used to write Genesis.
摩西是在受神指使的情况下写成了创世纪。
We find in Genesis 2 the command which Moses gave concerning marriage.
我们可以在创世纪第二章中找到关于神对婚姻的诫命。
This was probably the command that Jesus meant.
这个诫命就是耶稣所说的。
God's design for marriage has been established since creation.
所以说，神对婚姻的设计是在创世纪的时候已经存在了。
And this is the second truth about marriage which will help you.
在这个创世纪中记载的这个第二个有关婚姻的真理，对我们是非常有帮助的。
It will strengthen your commitment to keep this boundary in marriage.
它可以坚定我们对婚姻许下的承诺。
Jesus reached back to creation.
耶稣应用创世纪的经文。
And he applied Genesis 2 to the Pharisees' question.
他用第二段经文来回答法利赛人的质疑。
This shows that God's intent at creation was his intent for Jesus' day.
这表明神在创世纪时的教导与耶稣时代教导完全是一致的。
And there's no reason not to apply it as well to today.
所以今天我们更加没有理由来不遵守这个诫命。
God established marriage.
神创造了婚姻。
God made the pattern for marriage.
也为婚姻定的这个模式。
His design for marriage at creation is his design for marriage now.
神在创世纪时对婚姻所设定的规矩完全适用在我们今天的婚姻当中。
Sin and hard hearts have not changed the pattern.
其实罪和坚硬的心是没法改变这个模式的。
Sin resists the pattern.
罪只是能起到了抗拒的这个作用。
But it has not changed the pattern.
罪无法改变这个永恒的真理。
The time has separated us from creation.
尽管从创世纪至今已经有非常长的时间。
But it has not separated you from your responsibility to live as God intended.
但是我们依然对活出蒙神喜悦的人生负有责任。
God designed marriage from the beginning to be one man and one woman for life.
所以再次强调一下，神从造人开始就把婚姻设定成一男一女一辈子生活在一起。
God has created marriage from the beginning to join a man and a woman together.
神从一开始就把婚姻设计成一男一女联合在一起。
In Genesis, God says that the two will become one flesh.
在创世纪中记到两人成为一体。
Jesus answered the Pharisees and said that God joins the man and woman together.
所以耶稣也回答法利赛人，是神把男和女配合在一起。
But the Bible doesn't tell us exactly what this union is.
当然，圣经没有具体阐述这个联合是什么意思。
It does not explain exactly how it happens.
圣经也没有具体描述是怎样发生的。
The Bible implies that the sexual relation has something to do with it.
圣经暗示性关系与联合是有一定关系的。
But that is not everything.
但是这并不是全部。
The Bible simply states the truth that God joins the man and the woman together.
圣经只是记载了神把和男和女的联合在一起这样一个事实。
The Apostle Paul calls it a mystery.
使徒保罗称它是一个奇迹。
He compares it to how the believer is united with Jesus Christ.
把他和信徒如何耶稣联合在一起做一个类。
Marriage is not merely a mutual agreement to go through life together.
婚姻不仅仅是夫妻双方互相承诺在一起过日子。
Marriage is the uniting of a man and a woman.
婚姻是把男的和女的联合在一起。
Marriage is a covenant.
婚姻是一个契约。
It is a promise.
是一个承诺。
But it's more than a promise.
但它不仅仅是一个承诺。
It's more than a covenant.
也并不仅仅是一个契约。
In marriage, a man and a woman are united together by God.
在婚姻里，神把一男和一女联合在一起。
Although we may not understand it, this is God's lasting design for marriage since creation.
也许我们未必理解，但是这是神从创始开始就为婚姻所设定的。
Jesus gave the Pharisees an answer which they did not like.
这是耶稣的回答，是法利赛人不喜欢听到的。
He gave them an answer which surprised his disciples.
耶稣给出的回答也使使徒们大为惊讶。
Man should not break apart that which God has joined together.
人不应该分开神所联合在一起的东西。
The Pharisees looked for the right reason to divorce.
法利赛人其实想从耶稣口中得到离婚的确据。
Jesus said there was no good reason for man to separate what God has joined.
但是耶稣却说，没有理由人可以分开神所联合的。
This has been God's intent since creation.
因为这是神在创世纪开始就立的诫定。
He created one man, one woman.
神创造了一男一女。
He established marriage.
建立了婚姻。
In marriage, a man and a woman are joined together.
在婚姻里，一男一女合为一体。
People do not have the right to change what God has created.
人是没有权利来改变神所创造的。
The union should not be broken.
同样，这样的联合也不可分开。
God created it that way.
因为这完全是神的创造。
Remember God's intent since creation.
请记住从创世纪开始神对婚姻的目的。
It's like reading an instruction manual.
就像我们阅读一个使用说明书。
The person who designs something knows best how it works.
发明家最清楚该如何使用他所发明的东西。
God designed and established marriage.
在这神设计和建立了婚姻。
He knows best how it works.
所以神最清楚婚姻当如何运作。
He knows what is best.
神也最清楚何种婚姻是最好的。
Remember this and it will help you honor this boundary.
请我们记住这一点，它可以非常有效地帮助我们谨守婚姻的戒律。
The statement that a husband and a wife should not be separated raises the question if that union can be destroyed.
关于夫妻不可分离的论点，以夫妻可以分开的想法，这种是格格不入的。
You should not steal.
我们不应该偷窃。
But people steal.
但是还是有人在偷窃。
You should not lie.
我们不应该撒谎。
But people lie.
但是还有人在撒谎。
Man should not separate what God has joined together.
神联合的人不能拆开。
Does it follow that man can break the marriage union?
那我问你们，我们可以离婚吗？
Well, the disciples did not fully understand what Jesus had taught.
在这，使徒们也没有完全理解耶稣的回答。
They waited until they were alone with Jesus.
他们等到单独与耶稣在一起的时候。
Then they asked him about what he had said.
就问耶稣他的回答究竟是什么意思。
You can read that in verse 10.
我把第十节经文读一下。
Jesus explained further.
到了，耶稣继续说。
If a man divorces his wife and marries another woman, he commits adultery.
凡休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫。
If a woman divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery.
妻子若离弃丈夫另嫁，也是犯奸淫的。
This leads to the conclusion that mankind cannot totally destroy God's design for marriage.
结论就是，人完全不能破坏神对婚姻的设计。
He can defy it.
世人可以不尊重婚姻。
He can try to get around it.
可以无视婚姻。
But he cannot destroy it.
但是却无法破坏神的设计。
It will help you to understand three important conclusions from Jesus' words.
接下去就是耶稣通过他的回答向要向世人解释这三个结论，接下去三个结论。
First, legal separation or divorce does not destroy the marriage bond.
第一个结论是，法律上的分居并不能破坏婚姻中的联合。
In marriage, there are certain privileges and responsibilities.
在婚姻里面，夫妻有很多的特权和责任。
For example, in the Old Testament, a man was responsible for the promises which he allowed his wife to make.
比如在旧约中，丈夫要对妻子做出的承诺负责任。
Because of the hardness of man's heart, God allowed divorce in the Old Testament.
由于世人坚硬的心，神在旧约中许可离婚。
Once divorced, a man was not responsible for the promises which his former wife made.
一旦离婚以后，丈夫就可以不用对前妻做出的承诺负责任了。
He could also legally marry another woman and not be charged with a crime.
丈夫也可以合法的再婚，而不至于犯罪。
But did this mean that the marriage bond was truly destroyed?
但是，这是否意味着婚姻的纽带已经被破坏了吗？
Jesus said, no.
耶稣说没有。
Even a legal divorce did not destroy the marriage union.
即使法律上的离婚也不会破坏婚姻上的联合。
This must be the conclusion from the answer of Jesus.
这点就是耶稣的结论。
Adultery is unfaithfulness to a marriage bond.
奸淫的行为是婚姻不忠的表现。
Jesus said that God viewed remarriage after divorce as committing adultery.
耶稣说，神把离婚后的再婚视为犯奸淫的。
Therefore, the bond must still exist in God's eyes despite the divorce.
所以在神的眼中，尽管离婚了，但婚姻的联合还是存在的。
In the Jewish culture of Jesus' day, only the man could divorce his wife.
在耶稣时代的犹太文化中，只有丈夫才可以与妻子提出与妻子离婚。
The wife did not have the right to divorce her husband.
妻子是没有权利。提出与丈夫离婚的。
In the surrounding Greek and Roman cultures, women could divorce as well.
在周围的希腊、罗马文化当中，妻子也有权提出与丈夫离婚。
So there might have been the question if one had the freedom and the other did not.
因此，这也许看有些问题：男的有权利离婚，女的没有离婚的权利。
Jesus did not leave that question unanswered either.
同样，耶稣也回答这个问题。
Who divorced whom?Did not matter.
在这，谁提出离婚的并不重要。
Neither the man nor the woman could destroy the marriage bond.
丈夫和妻子都不能破坏婚姻的联合。
If he divorced and remarried, he committed adultery.
如果男的离婚以后再婚，那就是丈夫犯奸淫的。
If she divorced and remarried, she committed adultery.
同样的，妻子这样做的话。
In Matthew 5, verse 32,Jesus said that the man who divorced his wife caused her to commit adultery.
在马太福音五章三十二节，耶稣说到，凡休妻的，就是叫她做淫妇了。
It assumed that she would remarry.
在这，我们认为被休的妻子会再婚的。
It does not matter who initiates the divorce.
因此，究竟是谁提出离婚的，并不重要。
That mystical union between a husband and a wife remains.
重要的一点是，丈夫与妻子之间这种神秘的联合是永远存在的。
Sometimes another option is imagined in other cultures than our own.
在其他文化中，我们会看到另外一种现象。
If a man gets tired or dissatisfied with his wife, he marries a second wife.
如果一个丈夫对自己的妻子感到不满意了，他可以娶第二个妻子。
This is called polygamy.
这叫一夫多妻制。
There are also cultures where a woman can have multiple husbands.
在其他文化中也有存在一妻多夫制这种现象。
In this way, people attempt to bypass the boundaries which God set at creation.
所以这种行为都越过了神对婚姻所立的约。
But does this really fit God's intention?
这些行为符合神的心意吗？
Is there something else possible other than one man and one woman for life?
除了一男一女一生一世，在婚姻当中还存在其他可能性没有？
We'll consider again what Jesus said.
我们再回到耶稣的答案中。
A man divorces his first wife.
男的休了他第一个妻子。
Then he marries another woman.
然后与另外一个女的结婚。
Jesus said that by taking a second wife, the man committed adultery.
耶稣说，丈夫的再婚是犯奸淫的。
That means that the marriage bond still existed.
就是说，第一个婚姻的联合还是存在的。
If the marriage bond still existed, then why was it adultery and not polygamy?
如果婚姻的联合还是存在，那么为什么这是犯了奸淫而不是一夫多妻呢？
The only possible answer forces a reconsideration of polygamy.
在这唯一的答案就是我们要再次审视一下一夫多妻这个词这个意思。
It's just another form of adultery.
其实一夫多妻只不过是另外一种奸淫罢了。
It's unfaithfulness to the one wife or one husband with whom you are joined.
它是对一男和一女婚姻的不忠。
God established marriage as a union between one man and one woman.
神创造的婚姻是一男和一女之间的联合。
Multiple wives or multiple husbands did not fit God's design.
多妻，一夫多妻，一妻多夫，都不符合神对婚姻的设计。
God's design for marriage is one man and one woman for life.
再次，神的婚姻是一男和一女一生的结合。
He established it at creation and it continues till today.
神对婚姻的设计是从创世纪开始一直持续到至今。
The world rejects this and attacks it.
世人不断地拒绝和攻击属神的婚姻。
In the hardness of their heart, they try to ignore it.
世人坚硬的心 不断地忽视神对婚姻所立的约。
But none can destroy the marriage union.
但是没有人可以破坏婚姻的联合。
As a result, all feel the effects of going against it.
所以想破坏婚姻的人最后都会得到神的管教。
So, how should a Christian live this out?
那作为信徒们，我们应该如何遵守神所设立的婚姻呢？
First, it's only by the power of God in your life that you will be able to fully live God's design for marriage.
首先，只有在我们生命当中依靠神的大能，我们才能完全实现神所设立的婚姻。
You need most of all a changed heart.
我们首先需要一颗新的心。
A hard heart will not even want to do what is right.
因为坚硬的心是不会顺服神的。
Admit to God your rebellion against him, whatever that rebellion might be.
每当我们反叛神的时候，请回到神面前。
Admit that you deserve punishment for that rebellion.
为自己的悖逆求神管教。
Accept the fact that Jesus was punished in the place of sinners.
因为我们知道耶稣为了拯救罪人他牺牲自己。
Accept him as your substitute and ask for forgiveness.
我们应该接受耶稣是我们救主，求他怜悯。
God will forgive and give you a new heart that will want to do the right thing.
神会原谅我们，给我们一颗新的心，好让我们远离罪恶。
God also gives the believer his spirit.
神也把圣灵放在我们的心中。
The spirit of God will help you understand God's word.
圣灵会帮助我们与神的沟通。
He will convict you of wrong behavior.
圣灵会惩罚我们不义的行为。
He will give you strength to do what is right.
圣灵也会给我们力量活出属神的生命。
Second, if you are not married and have never been married, commit yourself to being faithful.
第二点，如果你还没有结婚，从来没有结过婚，那么请你持守你的贞洁。
It's best to remove divorce from your vocabulary when considering marriage.
当你考虑结婚的时候，最好将离婚这个词从你的字典里去掉。
Make sure that any prospective mate has the same commitment.
也要确保你 新的配偶对婚姻也有同样的承诺。
Commitment to make the marriage work gives you more freedom to make it work.
一旦双方对婚姻做出承诺，将来一定会对你们的婚姻会有很大的帮助。
If you are married, commit yourself to being faithful.
如果你已经结婚了，请你持守你对自己婚姻的忠诚。
Do not let the world convince you that divorce is an option for your problems.
不要接受属世的观点，那就是离婚其实是对婚姻的解脱。
Turn from sin.
远离罪。
Turn to God.
亲近神。
If there are struggles in your marriage, seek godly counsel.
如果在婚姻当中你有挣扎，请你寻求圣灵的帮助。
Be fully prepared to work at your marriage.
在婚姻当中，我们要不停地做工。
What if you have a divorce behind you?
如果你已经离婚了，那怎么办？
If neither you nor your former spouse have remarried, then it may be possible to seek reconciliation.
如果你和你以前的配偶都还没有结婚，再婚，也许你们还有机会重新回到一起。
Although it's another large topic, I personally believe that the Bible teaches that you are not free to marry another person until the first spouse dies.
尽管这是一个非常大的主题，至少我个人认为，圣经的教导是。在你的配偶还没有死以前是不可以再婚的。
And what if you were already divorced and remarried?
如果你已经离婚了，那以后离婚以后再婚，那咋办？
Well, first, you're not a second-class Christian.
首先，我们承认你不是他人一等的基督徒。
The Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians what to do.
使徒保罗已经给哥林多人提供了这个答案。
Remain in the situation you find yourself.
那就是你继续你现在的生活。
Stay in your new marriage and make it work.
然后努力使你现在的婚姻更加幸福。
Do what you can to strengthen it.
并且不断加强婚姻的联合。
And commit to following God's guidelines.
接受神的带领。
All of you should be praying for one another.
我们所有的人都应该彼此祷告。
Encourage one another.
彼此鼓励。
Perhaps find someone to whom you can be accountable.
彼此多戳。
Guard your hearts.
保守我们的心。
Confess sin immediately.
快速地认罪。
God's design for marriage is good and for our best.
神为我们设计的婚姻是最好的。
It's one man and one woman for life.
那就是婚姻是一男一女一生一世。阿门。